Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We know what's going on, and we know that we didn't do anything. So, I mean, as far as what the report's going to say, it's gonna, whatever it says. And like I said, we're just focused on this year, and that's all we can focus on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of talk and a lot of change. But, I mean, I think everybody in this clubhouse here is focused on 2020. We're pretty excited about the team we have.
That's Andrew Benintendi today. And you know what's happening down there, that all of the Red Sox players are now being asked to react. And the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. So Jim Crane starts all of this. Then they have two of the players talk about it. And you never hear that anybody did anything wrong except they're sorry and they're remorseful. And, oh, yeah, it really didn't impact the game, or did it? Now, this is the owner, Jim Crane.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, that's the quote that everyone's. It didn't impact the game.
Want a question later?
It didn't impact the game. Hold on. How can you honestly believe it didn't impact the game?
You can't.
You got that one local guy. Did you guys see this guy out in Houston, the fan who's just some tech guy, whatever, and he logged every single pitch, every single banging of the barrels, and he broke it down. I think it's signstealing.com, whatever. He broke down like each hitter, each game. You could pick a game, and he goes through the whole game about when it was banging. And I mean, it absolutely affected games.
What conclusion did he? What were the numbers? Were they off the charts?
Oh, there was like 13 or 4 out of like 8,000 pitches seen, like 13 banging of the barrels. Now, it didn't really start up till like probably June. So you're talking about, you know, out of like 8,000 pitches seen, like 13 or 1,400 were barrels were banged. Now, there's also, you know, if you don't bang the barrel, it's also a pitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so really,
fastball,
it's more.
Right? Yeah.
You might hear more. You might hear 1,300 barrels, but they might have got 4,000 pitches, right? Didn't impact the game.
Well, hold on. You do know though. When I hear something like this, and I know how it ends, I usually think of George Costanza and his famous line of
"It's not a lie if you believe it."
Yeah.
That to me is yeah, thank you, Ryan. That to me is what he's saying.
But then to Glenn's point here, I think this is what you want to get to.
Yeah.
There was a question asked and then follow-up question after that. So there was, in between there was a question asked, but then there was a follow-up about what he had just said about it did not, we don't believe it affected the game.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically,
wait, what?
You know, as the commissioner said in his report, he's not going to go backwards. It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it.
It's not a lie, if you believe it.
I didn't say that.
But listen to the rest of that sentence.
I didn't say that.
He just told you what this is all about. The commissioner already gave you the report.
Yeah.
We're done. Yeah. We're done, Skip. We're moving on.
It's over.
We're over.
Oh, so desperately.
But here's the problem. You had Jose Altuve speaking. He was not. Nobody is willing to give you specifics. Nobody's willing to say, yeah, this is what we did. How does anybody think anybody's going to close the book on any of this stuff if you're not sitting there willing to give the details of what you did?
I mean, it's not like Jim Crane or the Houston Astros themselves had any time, you know, to think about how to approach this publicly. You know, it's not like they had, I don't know, like a month. Oh, 3 weeks, right? I mean, wasn't it Crane that like 2 weeks ago that said that when our guys get to spring training, they're going to apologize? You know, I mean, they had time to address this. And this guy stands up there and says, I don't think it affected the games.
This didn't impact the game. Yeah.
Didn't impact the games.
Alex Bregman.
What do you mean it didn't impact the games?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
I didn't say that.
Didn't impact the game. I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
What?
This didn't impact the game.
I mean,
it's not a lie if you believe it.
See, here's the thing, though. So, okay, so fine. Yeah. He fumbles around. Maybe he's a little nervous. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But here's what you should say, okay? Well, you guys may think it affected the game. But, you know, when we looked at it and when we counted up all the times we actually did do it, you know, we only got 2 hits out of the 17 times we did it. So, and one hit was a single and the other one was a double. Okay. And none of them led to runs. So we really don't feel like it impacted the game. I'm not saying it's right, but we looked back and looked at it and said, you know what? It didn't impact the game. Okay, so to me, that's being open and honest about the situation. Whoa. You just said it didn't impact the game. Well, we can't just believe you. Like, what do you mean? Of course you admitted to stealing signs. You won the World Series. So, of course it impacted the game.
Yeah.
No, it didn't impact the game.
I watched this on TV and I could not believe it. And it was interesting. I was wondering how people would react. And right after it was over, people in baseball were absolutely killing the Astros. Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve looked like they were sitting there reading statements as Taliban hostages. It was really embarrassing. Really is.
I want to hear from Alex Bregman, because he was the first one after Jim Crane spoke. Here it comes. We're going to bring up Alex Bregman to speak. So you're guessing it's kind of like a long thing, right? Like the apology?
No, it's real
long
short.
Speech. Let's hear Bregman's.
Thank you, Jim. I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all. I am really sorry about the choices that were made by my team,
reading,
by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season.
That's nice.
Thank you.
If I wink my eye, the terrorist will now kill me.
Yeah.
I have some brief remarks.
Brief remarks? Yeah, they were brief, all right. They were about 43 seconds. What are we doing here?
So then...
What are they doing?
So then... Altuve comes up, right? I don't know. Is the PR guy tagged at the end of this Altuve? That's probably my favorite part. But anyways,
gave him permission.
Just as long. Here comes Jose Altuve now.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Alex.
What?
I also
Alex
will be brief. We had a great team meeting last night, and I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017, we especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Thank you, Alex.
You guys
can head back to the clubhouse.
It's like nursery school kids. You can go back now to the playground.
It's like you're in middle school and you got called down the auditorium and you're like, okay, listen, you two can go back to class now. Good job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Alex. But you guys can head back to the clubhouse.
I want a head daddy. I want a scarf daddy. I want a t-shirt daddy.
In their defense, though, okay, so this is weird, though, because if you're going to do this whole, call it rehearse, whatever, if you want to do this public apology, reading a statement.
I have some brief remarks.
And then directly go into the clubhouse and then do like a media scrum.
They did.
Lots of questions were asked and they got into more detail.
Not
and
really.
You can, well, I mean, some did and
no,
some
they did.
Didn't.
They did.
Some did and some didn't. It depends. I mean, you say they didn't. I would say they got better as the day went on, as more people spoke. Altuve still never really, you know, broke it down the way anybody wanted to, but other people did, other players did. So,
they rejected the buzzers that they were wearing buzzers. We had a couple guys do that, but overall, they're saying nothing. And you know what they told him at the meeting last night? This is what we're going to do, gentlemen. We're going to give a brief statement, which obviously heard Bregman already say brief statement, and we're going to get this through and out of our system right now, and then we're going to all move on. Because that's what they want to do. I think they did just the opposite. I think they left more questions than answers today, and I think the media is going to follow this up, and this is the beginning of this story.
This is this is the hardest part for these players, is that they won the World Series that year. Because you can see the line drawn with all of them. I mean, they want to talk about how they gained an advantage and how it wasn't right. And so everyone's like, okay, you apologize. Do you think that your World Series championship should be in question? No. So, you know, they don't want to say that. They don't want to go that far. They don't want to answer that question. They'll be remorseful, I guess. But the minute you question that 2017 World Series championship, that's where they draw the line. That's where, because they don't want to admit that it might be. You know what I mean? So you hear them twisting themselves in the pretzel. They're trying to be remorseful. I'll answer any question you have. It was wrong. We shouldn't have done it. I should have spoke up. What about the 17 World Series? No, that was legit. Well, hold on. Now you're admitting all this stuff and how it affected it, and you cheated and you did stuff wrong. How are you so sure? Because they can't admit that.
So they'll always look shady.
If they lost to the Nationals like they did last year, if they lost to the Dodgers that year, this will be a lot easier for them to just sit there and say, yeah, we did it. Because they know if they come out strongly, yes, we did it. They're just apologizing for letting people down.
So that's the reaction.
You know what I mean? You ever heard anybody say, yeah, we absolutely did it, and it helped us, no question, because they know what that follow-up is. They know what the damage is on their World Series.
Yeah, but you can't play it both ways. You can't sit there and say, okay, we're remorseful, we're sorry, we're sad, we apologize, we did something wrong, and then say it didn't have an impact. I'm sorry, you did something wrong, and it did have an impact.
They had a couple people, actually, I don't know if it was Crane or Altuve, asked about the buzzers, and again, they moved on to the commissioner's report.
Of course.
Well, the commissioner's, just like A.J. Hinch did. Did you wear buzzers? The commissioner says we didn't, and I believe him.
Well, that's not moving on.
I mean,
on.
That is, that's the question. Did you use buzzers? Commissioner came out with a report, said no, so you know what? I believe him. Just say no.
No, they're hiding.
Finally, one guy I think that looked best of everyone today was Carlos Correa. They asked him about it, and he actually answered it, and you'll hear that. We'll do that next.
Ooh.
All right, and then we'll get into the Red Sox connection, because does all of this now and the reaction you're getting, Stephen A. Smith came out today and basically said, take the 2017 trophy away from him, and you're getting media reaction that is really down on Houston. So what does it mean with how the commissioner is going to handle the Red Sox situation? Red Sox think they're getting away and nothing's going to happen. You heard what Benintendi said. Is that really the way it's going to play out? Or does the commissioner have to do something to the Red Sox? We'll get to all of that and how it affects the Red Sox as well coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mr. Crane, what do you have to say to the Yankees and teams that you beat in 17?
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
That's quite a stretch, I think. You know, clearly on what level did it impact things? You know, I guess we'll never know, and that's for people to draw their own conclusions on, but I think clearly when we're talking about some of the things that went on, those things have an effect on games, clearly.
Amazing. That is Aaron Boone right there, the manager of the Yankees. Before that, Jim Crane basically saying it doesn't have an impact on the Yankees. And then the Yankees respond. The Dodgers are responding today. What the hell is Major League Baseball doing? Didn't they sit down with Jim Crane and say, how are we going to handle this? And then you handle it the way you do today, and you got the Dodgers reacting, you got the Yankees reacting, and what's to say that McCann and Beltran, who were with the Yankees in 2016, weren't part of some operation internally there, and that comes out in some report. Lou, tell me, what is your sport doing here?
No, again, when you, I say the cover-up is worse, right?
Absolutely.
This is what you're at. He's trying to cover it up. He's trying to minimize it. There are people, and I know we talk about Chaim Bloom, but I want to find that sound too if we can. Everyone in baseball knew what was going on for a long time. Like, you're seeing it now. People are coming forward saying, people knew Houston was doing stuff for a long time. It'll go back to 2016, 17, whatever. They knew. Manfred knew. That's why he put people in the review room in 2018 during the postseason because he knew. So what did he do about it? Now he comes out, oh, we got to protect the game. Got to protect the game. Can't have cheating. Got to protect the integrity of the game. If Mike Fiers never came forward, Rob Manfred wouldn't have done anything to protect the integrity of the game.
Absolutely not.
He got put in a corner to react. And then when he reacted, he tried to minimize it and try to centralize it and say it was just these two guys. You know, and oh, by the way, these other two guys, let's get them out of the game, take care of the Mets and Red Sox so they can't manage anymore, and there's nothing else to see here. But it was stupid on his part. It was lazy on his part to think that people wouldn't follow up and have stories that rip his statement apart. So here we are. You know, he completely messed this thing up, and he started asking the question, what the hell has Rob Manfred ever done for this game, to be perfectly honest with you? No. I don't know.
He's still trying.
I don't know.
Please. It could be a change in the playoff scenario.
Please.
You know, the pitch clock is on its way.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, it's on its way.
We got instant replay. We don't know how to use it because we changed that halfway through the season. You know, we still don't know how to execute that properly. They put in a new rule about what a catch really is. Remember all these guys playing the transfer into the bare hand?
I would say they fixed it
midway through the season when guys already lost games, when guys already committed errors. They changed the home run call, instant replay, in August when guys already lost home runs. Or got them, and they weren't. So, I mean, what is he doing? Just flies by the seat of his pants. He and Torrey, they just sit in a room and say, what do you think? Let's do it. Good. Should we think it through? No, let's just do it.
No. Let's just fly by the seat of our pants.
They didn't think at all about this one. This was ridiculous.
Well, this one, I think they underestimated how many people were affected, would be pissed off about it, or how many different layers it had to it.
Oh, tip of the iceberg right now. We're only starting this thing.
You're
it's
probably
be a lot more.
He probably thought he was at the end.
Right.
He looked up and said, oh, crap, I'm not even at base camp.
Well, Lou's right, I think, that they've been doing it for years. Teams have been doing it. And that's
what they've handled it in-house.
But that's
always kind of been handled. Yeah, you're going to tip a pitch, I'm going to stop, or I'm going to beam you with the ball.
When you have pitchers who are actually hiring lawyers and are suing Major League Baseball and suing the Astros, you got a problem. Because pitchers are pissed right now. This affected them. Lou directed us to a website. I can't believe this. SignStealingScandal.com. Yeah. SignStealingScandal.com. The guy that puts this together, analytical guy, says, I'm an Astros fan.
Why did he do this then?
They cheated during the 2017 regular season. The evidence is clear.
Didn't you see like Thornton doing this? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
In an attempt to understand the scope of the cheating and the players involved, I decided to listen to every pitch. I have no life. Every pitch from the Astros 2017 home games and log any banging noise I could detect. These are the results of my efforts. I've logged over 8,200 pitches, found banging before over 1,100 of those pitches. And let's remember that when you don't bang it, it also means something, whether it's a fastball or whatever. And then he gives you graphs. He breaks this all down. And then you look at the results of it. And I'm sorry, how can anybody look at this and not come to the conclusion that it absolutely affects games?
See, that for data.
See, my thing is, like, this is what Manfred should have done. He should have had somebody go in there. You know what? I'm not going out there unless I have all the information. So go out there and you tell me, you listen to every single at-bat and you chart any banging that you hear, and I want a graph, or I want a chart. Whoever did this chart, this graph, I guarantee you, he'll be the next executive in charge of analytics for some baseball team, because this is what they do. They chart things, and they're used to being bored and dealing with mundane, elongated situations, like watching every single at-bat.
I mean, when you look at this chart, the first thing I looked at was the first game against the Red Sox. These are just home games. And it was early in the year, as you guys can see in that chart. It really doesn't get going until June, right? Things really start heating up in June. April, May,
when they need it,
not much. So the Red Sox actually won a game 2-1 where they charted 17 bangs, okay? And again, like you said, Glenn, when you don't bang, it usually means something as well, right? Fastball, no bang, curveball, one, changeup, two, whatever. The Red Sox actually beat them 2-1. Ironically, it was probably the greatest game Drew Pomeranz ever threw in his life. So there are, I mean, there are games, you know, you can go to, you know, teams that beat them. You know, Mariners beat them 4-1 in a game where there was 43 bangs. So, you know, it's not like if this was a guaranteed victory, right? I mean, it helped. There's no question. I'm not going to deny that. It definitely helped.
No impact.
But, no, it had an impact.
No, of course not.
But it wasn't foolproof, is the point, which is why AJ smashed the monitor probably a couple times.
Yeah, because it came back and bit him on the ass.
Right.
And
a lot of times it's like, you know, as a hitter, and this was some of the things that some of these guys don't want the signs. Like I did. I wasn't good enough. I needed to know, you know, and I would approach it differently. But some guys sit there and say, okay, I know a slider's coming, or I know a changeup's coming. So you get aggressive. You sit back and you're like, I'm going to sit on this changeup. I'm going to, you know, hit it wherever it is. And it's a good changeup. It's not a good hitter's changeup, you know, a good one to hit. And you go after it because you know the pitch. And you end up getting yourself out. You know, so that's why a lot of hitters don't want this information. Because if I know a curveball's coming, I'm going to sit curveball. I'm going to swing out of my ass. Well, it's a curveball down and away. It's a perfect curveball. And I just chased it and rolled over to third. I just went after it because I knew it was coming. So some guys don't want to know.
Well,
and just because you do know doesn't mean it's guaranteed.
True, and maybe that's where Crane is talking about the
impact.
But
to say that it doesn't have an impact is ridiculous.
Because to your point, because Altuve's like that. He doesn't, I mean, that's what I've heard as far as he doesn't want the sign. So go to the buzzer. So Carrera comes out and says, listen, there was no buzzer, there was no buzzer. Okay, so Altuve hits a home run against New York, and then he runs directly into the clubhouse, into the locker room, and then why?
Well, this is interesting, too, because on that chart, 2017, it does individual players. And you bring up Altuve.
Yeah, you can click Altuve.
866 pitches he saw. He charted 24 bangs at 2.8%.
Yeah.
The lowest on the team.
So he didn't want them. He didn't want it. He didn't want those bangs screwing up his own ability to diagnose the situation. Like, he was fine with his own devices.
Yeah, most guys are 16%, 17%, 18%, you know, Beltran, Bregman, Correa. And then you get guys who aren't good. Again, like myself, Marisnik, 22, J.D. Davis, 28, Stassi, 25, Maben, 23. Like, the higher one, Tyler White, 26. The higher numbers of the hitters that aren't good, that are like, hey, man, I could use this. You know, help me, dude, because I'm not good. So, but everybody else was 16, 17. It was just Josh Reddick at 3.9 and Altuve at 2.8.
And, of course, Altuve.
So everybody else was 17, 18.
With the home run to get him into the World Series, and people thought he was
that was a buzzer in 19.
But again, so why that then? Why believe that he would have a buzzer? If he's not willing to take the advice of a banging trash can, why assume that he would wear a buzzer?
Maybe he can't hear well.
No, stop. He doesn't. My thing is that everyone's making a lot of the fact that he hits the home run, he holds on to his jersey, he runs right into the clubhouse, and he says the reason why he didn't stay out there after such a big game, normally a big game like that, you're jumping up and down on home plate, you're celebrating, you're high-fiving, you don't run directly into the dugout, into the locker room. You stay out there with your teammates. You're going nuts, right? That's the big home run against the Yankees.
Gary Sanchez, who I don't like, responded. Somebody asked him about that, you know, in the catch with the Yankees. About Altuve holding on to his shirt. And he said, if I just hit a home run to walk off the ALCS and go to the World Series, they could take my pants off.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care. And it's true. Like, someone's like, imagine hitting a home run, walk-off home run to take your team to the World Series, and as you're rounding the bases, you're thinking about your wife being mad about your shirt coming off.
Yeah, did any run directly?
Who's buying that?
Like, think of the emotion you're feeling. What a moment. Oh, my God. No, no, no. Like, that's crossing your mind? How is that crossing your mind?
Okay, so fine.
Dude, I'll be naked.
Okay, fine. You'll be naked. Can't wait to see it. Hope it's not cold. But on the other hand, per this graph, and the way he's at 2.8%.
He didn't use it that year.
I wonder what his batting average was that year. I'm sure it was 2017. I'm sure it was good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I doubt that suddenly he would say, you know what? I've changed my mind. He had success without it. And then in a situation where you can't take chances, especially on something that you're not used to, why would you use it then? See, that would be my counter to it.
So the one that jumps out to me that makes absolutely no sense. In anybody trying to defend the Houston Astros that they weren't doing something in 2016, they had the second most strikeouts in Major League Baseball. In 2017, they had the second lowest strikeouts.
Matured.
Right. Okay. And get this, Luke, and that hitting of the trash can and knowing what pitch is coming and knowing when not to swing, that is the number. The statistic that would jump out at you. By the way, that differential from 2016 was historic jump. Historic flip on that number. It was, they couldn't find any other team that had anywhere close to that flip from one season to another in the history of Major League
Baseball.
And
the numbers are ridiculous. Home and away.
Yep.
You're talking about, you know, guys that having like a 1.4 or 1,400 OPS and like a 400 on the road. And that's why people are trying to look at Red Sox numbers from, like, say, 17, 18, or 18 to 19 and say, see? And it's like, dude, they hit 289 at home, and then they hit 287 at home the next year. Their OPS was higher in 19 than 18. Well, 17 numbers were down. Yeah. And they picked up a guy in J.D. Martinez who hit 300 with 40 homers and drove at 130. And their approach changed, right? Being more aggressive early in counts. There isn't just, like you said, you look at the Houston Astros and some numbers and say, oh, my God, Sox, they actually hit better in 19 than they did in 18 at home. Not everybody. Like, Mookie, obviously, wasn't as good, but Devers was better. Bogarts was better. Vasquez was better.
One more thing about the investigation with the Red Sox, and who knows when they're finally going to come out with a report. Is there anybody that doesn't think that they're going to point the finger at Alex Cora? To me, this is all conceived by Major League Baseball to protect the players, and that's what they're going to do here in Boston. They're going to protect all these players. That's why Benintendi and others say, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And they're going to throw it right at Alex Cora because it's very easy. And we're bringing up the premise the other day, is there a possibility that Renicky is filling a chair for a while and that Alex Cora has the opportunity to reinvent himself and come back next year? Well, Greg Hill threw that question up to Chaim Bloom this morning.
That hasn't even been a thought. You know, that's been out there, but no, that's not a consideration. And you know, obviously, what the decision that we made with Alex, that was really as a result of the 2017 report, and obviously everything there is still there. So I don't see how anything that's going on with our organization would change that.
I still don't understand why you penalize him here in Boston for the 2017 report unless the commissioner asked you to do him a favor. I still don't get it, but I think they're going to try to nail Alex, and when they do, then who knows what's left of his reputation, right? Probably has nothing left.
Well, I mean, even if if they're punishing him, they're going to try and tarnish it, but I would say the more information that comes out, even this the second Drelick article where it was nobody had the power or the courage to stand up to the big bad bullies, Beltran and Alex.
Yeah.
Like, no one could stand up to him.
Yeah, but that was bad for Alex. It was bad for
I know, but it's not true. I mean, not to go back and forth, but even Carrera, talking about Beltran and how he was a great teammate and how he looked up to him, and that was not the case. They were not afraid of Carlos Beltran. They did not think that they had to do everything he said.
No, they're the fall guys.
It's easy.
Yeah, that's it. They're the fall guys. And have you heard Beltran talk at all yet?
How many people are going to pay admission to go and watch Carlos Beltran manage or even Alex Cora manage? It's easy. But you got to save Altuve. You got to save Correa. You got to save Springer. You got to save Bregman. You got to save all those guys. Yeah. That's what the commission is doing. He's saving the product. And we'll let the ancillary guys. Nobody cares about A.J. Hinch. Jeff Loonen, who cares about him? All right, we'll get to more of this coming up next. And Jeremy Roenick is the latest of our cancer culture that if you don't like something he said, you know what you do? You just eliminate him. You just squeeze them out of society. We got to get to that story coming up next. He was originally suspended and now NBC Dunsky. With Renicky. We'll get to all of that. This hour's been brought to you by Northeast Men's Health.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For nearly 30 years, the destination for Boston sports fans. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
All right, back here on OMF. By the way, we're giving away a trip to Aruba. Yeah, we're going to give the code word coming up at 4:30 today. We're going to do it for this week and next week, and then a week from Saturday, we'll broadcast the first spring training game of the season for the Boston Red Sox against the Tampa Bay Rays. And during that game, we'll give away the final code word for you, and somebody could win a terrific trip down to Aruba for five nights and 6 days.
Oh, man. How do we get invited on that trip?
Can we?
Like, why?
You want to go with us?
Oh, yeah. I think we should throw that in.
Why is it always
it's about
you?
Wait. Did I say me or we?
Yeah.
But you said we. I said, how can
we? Should do the show from Aruba.
I said, I'm including you in this scenario.
You're being charitable. You're giving it away to a listener.
I know, but I feel like wouldn't their experience be better if we all went with them? Right? Hey, we can do a hangout. Hey, we're going to do the show right here. Just sit there.
Couple
like
dinners.
Oh, it'd be great.
Bring them on the air.
That would be a better trip.
Of course it would be a better trip.
You pick up all the bar tabs.
No.
No, the swim up pool bar, no. We wouldn't have a foyer.
So wait, is
a foyer?
We do the game Saturday, the Red Sox game. Is that the last clue or is that when we announce the winner?
That's the last clue, I believe.
Okay, I got it.
Do we announce the winner that date? I don't know.
So that's at 4:30. Do you know what the code word is? I mean, we
have one coming up at 4:30. Okay. Today. Right. So you pay attention.
Oh, yeah, we know what it is. All right.
And employees can win.
I'll tell you the code word for Jeremy Renicky yesterday. Down. You know what it was?
Wait, say it again.
He's fired.
Roenick.
Roenick.
Ron Renicky.
Jeremy, try that again.
Jeremy Renicky?
He was fired.
For what?
For what? Well, let's go take you back. When was this? What was the original date?
Back in December on Barstool Sports.
Okay, this is December. So he's sitting down and he's doing a podcast with Barstool Sports where everything is a little bit looser and they're laughing and they're joking and they're talking.
Oh, my God,
they're
having fun.
And I thought this was...
What is that? So weird.
I thought this was totally
innocent.
So he
does NBC. First of all, Jeremy is... He's married.
He's married.
And he does NBC with Catherine Tappan. She's the host of the hockey show. Right. So
and they're
her
friends.
Name sort of came up in this.
They're friends and the wives are friends. And they went away to vacation together in Portugal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.